So as soon as you let go of something old, whether it's online or in your body or in your house, you open the space for new things to come to you. Happy New Year, many, many blessings. Welcome to your wish fulfilled. It's going to be a great year, isn't it? Are you excited? Ah, yes, let's just take a few breaths and just breathe in all the good vibrations of 2024. Just breathing in and letting go. Let's take a moment to hold the vision. I'm sure you've already written down and have an idea of what you'd love to manifest this year. So just hold that in your awareness. Breathing in the good feelings in your being. Imagine you've come out the other side of 2024, beginning of 2025, and just tune into what is new and different and better in your life. What have you manifested? How are you feeling? And just sending good feelings, smiling on your vision. Feeling that you've already attained that now, and bringing that happiness and that contentment into your body, into your heart and soul right now. And welcome to the podcast. Wanted to share a few thoughts with you to help you manifest and feel great. The main thing, of course, is to feel really good. And what I'm personally doing, which I thought you might find interesting, is instead of trying to run around and do a bunch of stuff at the beginning of the year, which is what I often do, I've decided to actually clear out the old. And what does that mean practically? I'm spending the first 10 days of the year. Today is the 3rd of January when I'm recording this. I'm going to spend the first 10 days of the year clearing out my house and cleaning up my digital life, which frankly has got out of hand over the years. Take stock of everything, because most of us have stuff in our house that's not aligned with our vision, and it's actually draining our energy and making it hard to move into the new when we are being chained to the old. with physical things. I just tossed out about $500 worth of supplements that I never used because they expired and they were hidden at the back of a cupboard somewhere. Now, I'm sure some of them might have been all right, but I don't need them, obviously, which is why I didn't take them. And there's loads of random things, boxes, and stuff I'm never going to use. I'm never going to use it, so I'm just getting rid of stuff. I feel so good. I really love it. I really love it. It's one of my favorite things to do, clearing stuff out. Because for me to move forward, and for all of us to move forward in our life in the most effective way, we don't want to be held to the past, chained to the past. We want to be liberated, right? Because we are becoming our future self. Our present self, our current self, creates our future self. Your past self created your present self. So all the stuff we have in our house and on our computers and phones is gifted to us from our past self. Some of the things are wonderful gifts, and we're very grateful for our past self to doing those things for us. And some of those things are not relevant anymore for our current self or our future self, and so having them around is actually completely pointless. And not only pointless, draining. And when I really tuned into the year, which I do every year for like a couple of weeks or even longer, I was feeling into what are the prerequisites, what are the preconditions for manifestation in my life. And one of the main ones is being organized. Being organized. Because for us to attract and create new things in our life, we have to be able to assimilate that into our life. And if we're disorganized, if our current life is packed with random stuff, with cupboards full of random stuff, our computers full of stuff, we've got too many email addresses, all this chaos happening, too many things going on, then when we try and do something new, it has to somehow fit into our current life, and there's no space for it, right? And it just causes more chaos. Because if we're already disorganized and then we add more and more and more and more, it's just going to add to the chaos and become a problem for us rather than a blessing. So too much of a good thing is a bad thing. And in order for us to enjoy things, like imagine food, if you have the best food in the world, right, you go to the best restaurant and they got the best chef and everything's the best, but they keep feeding you and feeding you and feeding you and feeding you and feeding you, you're going to get sick and have an awful time and go home and say that was terrible, even if it was really good food, because it's too much. And for us to manifest newness in our life, we need to make room for it, make space for it. Where is it going to fit? Where is it going to fit? So as I was thinking about this, I realized that I can't manifest the next level if I don't clear out the past. So instead of trying to do anything new, I'm getting rid of the old. And I'm going to encourage you to do that if you want. I'll just share with you what I'm doing, and if you're inspired to do some version of this, I think it'll really help a lot in 2024 and in your whole life. So there are a couple of preconditions. Preconditions are fascinating things. Precondition or prerequisite is what has to happen before something else happens. So for example, if you want to be an NBA superstar, which you probably don't, but let's say you did, then you're going to have to be a certain age, a certain height. You have to be male, right? The main NBA, the men's league. You have to be born at a certain time. There's a whole bunch of prerequisites. That's why there's not many people playing in the NBA, because it's very, very hard. And there's so many prerequisites for that to happen. You have to be extremely good at basketball. You have to be willing to play basketball all the time, have people around you who love basketball, have coaches, have started when you're young. There's a lot of things that have to be there. Now, we don't worry, we're not trying to become NBA players, so we don't have to worry about that. But the prerequisite for us to do a lot of things is to be able to receive it. So what I'm personally doing is removing about 40% of my stuff. And I've got another session, another podcast on how to do this. You can find that. I can't remember what it's called, but if you look back, something about space clearing and your stuff, and I share exactly how to do it. The other thing is the computer. This is going to be much harder for me, and probably is for you as well. If you've been creating projects and working online for many years, we've got, how many passwords have we got, right? So many passwords, so many email addresses. If you run a company, I've got so many websites. I mean, it's really ridiculous, right? It's completely out of control. It's going to take a while. But I'm willing to do the work. Also, my files, videos, and all these things. We need to get organized so we can bring forth and be open to these new things in our life. So I'd encourage you to think about where is the biggest drain? What's holding you back? Where do you feel bloated or stuck or cluttered? In what area of your life or area of your house or area of your online world? Or even in your body, where are you cluttered and stuck? And then think to yourself, all right, well, what can I do to release that? So if it's physical, if it's your physical space, then that's fairly easy to do. That's one of the easier ones. Still a lot of work. I feel physically tired from standing and sitting all day for 3 days now. It's like a workout. But I'm feeling so much better. The more the bags are removed, the better I feel. So whatever it is that you need to release, if you focus on that, you will receive new energy, wonderful energy, back into your being. So as soon as you let go of something old, whether it's online or in your body or in your house, you open the space for new things to come to you. So this is one of the secrets this year. Focus on releasing something so that you can receive something new. I'll give a practical example. I was just going through my supplements, right? You know how it is. You get some issue and talk to someone and they say, oh, get this thing. And then you take it for a little bit and maybe don't take it and then forget about it and then get another one. And it's, I don't know if this is a problem you've had, but certainly I have and many other people I know. So when we look at this stuff, right, and you think, hang on a minute, this is taking up space, it's taking up energetic space, it's taking up physical space that other things could go in. I had 3 cupboards full of supplements, you know, between me and someone else, right? And I just went through it all, tossed out a bunch of stuff, gave some of it away. And now I have wonderful space in my kitchen, right? I've got loads of space actually, and I've reorganized it all, and I've started eating better already, just because the kitchen's organized and everything's exactly where I need it, and it's all nice and easy to get to, and it's all made very, very aesthetically pleasing, and it's in the right place. Everything about it feels infinitely better than it did. I've claimed back about 4 or 5 cupboards, whole cupboards, right? Because they were disorganized or had random stuff in it or things that were nearly finished. And it's going to make a huge difference to my entire year just by upgrading the kitchen, because I'm going to eat better and I'm going to have a better time when I'm making food. So I'm actually excited to start actually cooking, because everything's so much more accessible than it was just a day ago. And the same thing is no doubt going to happen on my laptop. Instead of having loads of folders, simplify it. So many people talk about the new year and they say, just go ahead and get it done and make all this stuff happen. But the prerequisites, the preconditions, the actual environment in which that's happening is not set up properly. So it's not going to happen. That's why when most people look back on their year, they didn't make it happen, not because they were lazy necessarily, not because they didn't try, but because they didn't have the conditions set up for their success. So think about this in these first days of January, or any time you listen to this, it's still useful any time of year. Because when we look at these preconditions and we look at what's actually blocking us, then we can remove the blocks, release the brakes. So tune into these things. What is going on with you that you could let go of? This shouldn't be stressful, shouldn't be annoying, shouldn't be difficult. It might be slightly uncomfortable, just like clearing out my house and going through my laptop and websites and emails is going to be a big thing, and I'm probably going to have a backache and my brain will be fried slightly. But I feel good about this. I feel good about it because the more I release what I don't need, the more I have this wonderful new energy. So the more we release in with that spirit of lightness and freedom, the more good things come our way. And you can start small. It might just be clearing out your closet. Like one thing I did was pare it back to 33 items. You might have heard about the 33 project. I thought, why not just do 33? You know, someone else has thought this through. So I only have 33 pieces of clothing total, right? And that means my closet is really, really minimal and not at all overwhelming, and I only have the clothes that I like to wear, and that's it. So I feel immediately better just looking in my closet. So whether it's your clothes, or whether it's cleaning up your inbox, or tidying up the kitchen, or getting rid of random stuff, find something that is most significant to you, depending on whatever it is that you feel is blocking you, and start with that and just let it go to whatever degree you can, and that will lead the way for beautiful things to come into your life in 2024. So thank you so much for your wonderful presence, sending you lots of love. I have many other things I'd like to share with you about 2024, but we can wait till next time. Have a beautiful day, beautiful week. Talk to you soon. I'm Michael McIntosh, and this is Your Wish Fulfilled.